Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. All right, we're going to have Kevin Stefanski here in just a few moments. It's that Friday press conference. It's really quick, you know, when he talks and he kind of gives us, he'll give us an update on injuries, and he'll tell us what else is going through his mind as they get set to go up to Detroit for the weekend and see what they can do. So, in the interest of public interest, because of who we are and how this station has become, especially with the driving force that is the afternoon show, I think it's almost borderline.
Injury update, Mike Hall out for this game against the Lions. Jack Conklin, questionable. That's the injury report right now. So Denzel Ward, good to go. Down the line from there, anybody who was any kind of question mark next to them is good to go. Outside of Mike Hall is out with a knee injury. Jack Conklin, questionable with an elbow injury.
All right, the fact that you have that means this press conference might start a couple minutes earlier, don't you think?
Well, if anything, it might save us from what we've become.
Which is?
92.3 Shador.
Yes, the Shador. That's what we are.
Or the Chiffon.
Chiffon, Shador, Chiffon, Chiffon.
We get this from Mary Kay Cabot at Cleveland.com, and a play dealer did a wonderful job with this write-up. Apparently, he addressed a media outlet saying that he's better than some of the starters that have been out there right now that he's been saying, quote, but I know if you see the quarterback play in the league right now, I know I'm capable of doing better than that. Okay. Show it in practice then so that the head coach puts you out there, bub.
And there you have it.
I don't know what to tell you on these things. Like, I'm sorry. The third string quarterback talking with the media is so just Cleveland that it's ridiculous.
Okay, I got news. Normally, it's the backup quarterback that it would be the norm. We're talking about the third string quarterback.
There's one in between there of Dylan Gabriel, who is there as well. Show it. Show it to the coaches in practice. Because Kevin Stefanski has told you season after season after season, week after week after week, A, we'll get it fixed. B, I want to win. I want to win. We are not here for moral victories. We are here for winning on scoreboards. If you are better than the quarterback who is out there playing right now, show it, because if you are, Kevin Stefanski will play you. It's that simple. There's no politics. Yeah. There's no nonsense. There's nothing like that. It's wins and losses. It judges everything.
Do you know what time is the Bailey Zappe press conference?
That will be coming up. I don't know which media outlet he'll be speaking to, but it should be coming at some point. It just, this to me is one of those mind-numbing things that comes out. And by the way, I'm glad Shador says that he thinks he's better than the league. Means he's got confidence. Wonderful. Use that confidence, channel it, make yourself better, so then you are the starting quarterback. This whole thing makes my head spin. Because it's like, you're the third string quarterback. You think you're better than the league? Prove it. Show it. Clearly, you're not showing it enough. Because if you showed it, and that was the case, you would be out there playing.
Look, I don't disagree with him. He might have had better opportunities on other teams to play this year, right? And but by the way, you never know what happens with a starter ahead of you. I mean, like, he could have been on another team, and maybe the opportunity would have popped up somewhere else where there might be another team that might be willing to get him out on the field quicker. Here's what I like, and I know this might sound crazy. I like the fact that he's confident in himself to believe that he could be playing right now for another team. I'm okay with that.
Good. He should feel that way.
I hope he does.
He should feel that way. I hope he does too. It tells me that that's a man who's driven. Good. Use that drive to get better. Use that drive to better yourself. Use that drive to be able to scan a field a little bit better. Use that drive to make you not think that you're allowed to take a step back and run around like you're Michael Vick when you're not Michael Vick. because only prime Michael Vick could take steps backwards out of a pocket and be okay. Instead of what I watched in that Rams game where he essentially turtled.
I'm not going to lie. Like, there's a part of me that would just like to go out there and watch the third team offense go just because I, you know, we all kind of fell in love with Gage Larvadan during the preseason.
Well, and, yeah, you always fall in love with those guys.
And Luke Florius healthy. And he said, we didn't even talk about that. How did we not talk about that this week?
Because he's on the practice squad.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Do you need me to get the Kent State fight song out?
No. Let's just be proud of native Clevelanders. That's how we do things around here, right? We're proud of folks from around here. All of them. And if they get a chance to play somewhere at the professional level, they have beat the odds over and over and over. Do you know the words?
I mean, I can start making up words if you'd like.
I'm sure there are more folks out there that can come up with funnier words.
That's probably. No, it's awesome. It's good for him. I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's feeling better. It was a bummer when he got hurt. He was having a really good camp. I take nothing away from him, but that's
very cool. I thought he and Gage were fighting it out.
Yeah. It's good to see both of them on the practice squad.
Is it bad that I have to look up the lyrics?
No,
for my own alma mater. And I went to a lot of football games while I was there.
I couldn't tell you my high school alma mater. I couldn't tell you my college alma mater.
I know my high school
alma
mater.
That one,
although they changed it on me. They actually changed the high school alma mater where I went.
Good grief.
Because I knew it I turned it into a rap when I graduated. And then I figured it out. Yeah, but then it was gone. I was looking. I went to the Hall of Fame thing last year.
So then
all of a sudden they changed the lyrics. I'm like, who does that? Who changed it?
I think in conclusion of our conversation, if you think you're better, wonderful. I'm glad you think that you're better, Shador. Now prove it. Go on a field, prove it. Prove it on a practice field. Prove it in the meeting rooms.
I mean, he's
prove
got guys in front of him. I mean, the coach has got to say you're on the active roster to give you a chance to do. Are you saying to do this in practice?
Yeah. Use the opportunities that you have. Use the stuff that's on the tail end. Prove it.
Can we be honest? The only way he's playing this year is if somebody gets injured.
Yes. And by the way, that's probably about what it should be.
Should it be the same for Gabriel, though, too, or no?
Shador Sanders is more of a project than Dylan Gabriel is.
You can't tell me last week in the first half, there wasn't a part of you that was wondering what Gabriel or Sanders would look like if they could generate more offense.
I looked at Jeff. I mean,
but you got to give Green Bay credit for having a really good defense, too.
Correct.
But
I looked at Jeff at halftime, and we were wondering the same exact question to Dylan Gabriel.
Daryl and I were saying the same thing. I was like, how much longer are we going to see this? Because all signs were pointing to 0-3. They were all, with 5 minutes to go in that game, you're like, here we go. Trying to be one of seven teams to make the playoffs. You'd be the seventh team to try to make the playoffs.
Then starting your defensive line, once again, completely caused havoc. Better than anybody else. Jordan Love throws a horrendous pick that he was baited by Grant Delpit. You punched it in the end zone with Quinshon Judkins and had some really good runs in between. Made a couple field goals. Life was good. Football. It's amazing how all this stuff can turn. But yeah. That's all I got to say. And so I believe that concludes.
Shador.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You know, you made me look up the lyrics for the Kent State fight song.
Well, good. Give you something to read. We now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
This week, going on the road to Detroit. Really, really, really good football team. Good players, good coaches. So we have our work cut out for us. And then got to have a good day tomorrow. Then we'll get on the bus and head to Detroit. If that, I'll take any questions.
I know he's
progressing. Yeah, getting better each day.
Are you optimistic that he'll be able to go?
Hard to say. I really think you have to take it day by day.
Do you think it'd be come down to like it was in Baltimore where he, you know, pregame workout, something like that?
Potentially.
That, have you made a decision on who your tackles are going to be? Or is it dependent on?
Yeah, I think it's all interrelated.
You know, Mike, over these 4 weeks, just hasn't been able to get ready to be able to help you in a game.
I wouldn't characterize it disappointed. I think he's working very, very hard. He's getting really close.
Did you get any word from the NFL on that DeJuan Jones play that you turned in? And
I did. That should have been a penalty, which we all thought in the moment.
Interior pressure, specifically a more steep challenge for certain quarterbacks?
I think pressure in general is hard for quarterbacks, wherever it comes from. All quarterbacks, I will say the interior-wise, you can get home quicker just by the distance you have to travel as opposed to the edge. All teams try to keep that interior of the pocket clean and firm, if you will, which is a challenge versus some of the rushers that you go up against week to week.
Propensity to go for on fourth down the way they do. You think you get off the field third down, but not with them. How does that change your approach?
I think just the league in general, I think you don't assume you're off the field on third after third down. I think those days are gone. So, and Detroit certainly has been a team that goes for it quite a bit. We know that going into it, we'll call the game accordingly and be ready accordingly, but have to see how the game plays out, really.
Your offensive operation's been overall, and then how important is that in the dome when it's going to be loud and make sure guys are communicating?
Yeah, operation by and large has been good. I've had a few different people in there in the offensive line, so that can be a challenge when you're talking about snap count and those type of things. And obviously we've played in a loud environment already this year. We're going to play in another loud environment on Sunday. I've been in that building, and I know how the noise reverberates in there. It's a great, great challenge for us.
Your offensive linemen are relatively young, and even the center, different position last year. Just, what have you seen out of that group, as over the course of the first 3 to 4 games?
I think they play as one, is what I would tell you, just all five. So I think they do a nice job playing off of each other. They're well coached. I think it's a good offensive line.
What's the coaching point on the play that DeJuan got hurt on? How did those guys protect themselves?
Well, it shouldn't happen. Obviously, and I'm not saying that there was intent for that to happen. Our guys understand the rules. In the old days, Tom, you'd have to defend yourself because guys could go low. I can picture Antoine Winfield. That was kind of his calling card on those plays. So you would be maybe more aware to protect yourself. So, disappointed in the result of that play, of course. But it's unfortunate.
How close that you guys have said he is and as he's progressing. Did that play into not starting him on IR for the season?
Say it one more time, Cam.
With Mike Hall, you said he's progressing. He's been close kind of every week in and out of practice. Did that lead to his progression? Did that lead to him not starting the season on IR? Was there a thought there?
I think, you make all these decisions based on where the guys are. He continues to get better. I think it's been beneficial to have him practice with the football team and be out there, which is you can't do when you're on those lists. So he's doing everything in his power. He's getting better every single day.
We don't really get to see very much of practice anymore, especially the rookies or whatever they're doing. But
it's Peter's fault, Mary Kay.
So Shador said yesterday that he feels ready to play and that he thinks he would be starting for a lot of teams in the league right now. So just wondering, how is he coming along and what are you seeing from him? Is he ready to go if he called upon?
Yeah, he's doing a good job. I hope all of our guys feel like they're ready, Mary Kay. And they're working very hard at it. We do a lot of work with our players, rookies, vets, all our guys, spending every available minute that we have with them, getting them ready physically, mentally, whether it's in the weight room, the meeting room, out on the field. So all our guys are working very hard.
lines, the Giants are making a change to start, you know, Jackson Dart. And Brian Daboll was, said this week that, like, he doesn't think a rookie quarterback is ever really ready to play. Like, you kind of throw him out there when you think that they've shown enough. Just do you maybe agree with those comments, or what's your kind of view?
Yeah, I think every situation is different. All the circumstances are different. I can't speak to Coach Daboll's situation. Yeah, it's a very difficult position to play. You know, you've seen in this league guys play right away. You've seen guys sit for years, plural. So I don't know if there's one right way to do it.
John Morton yesterday made the comment about not being sure if you guys have seen a rushing attack quite like the Lions. I guess, what do you think of that?
I really have no response. Yeah, it's you know, two well-coached teams, good players.
I know you spent a lot of time on the script. I don't think you guys have scored in the first quarter yet. So what have you seen, kind of the issues early, and how important is it to get off to that fast start?
Well, I mean, you're trying to do that in every game that you're out there. You're trying to score and trying to obviously take a lead is very important. I think big picture for us, Scott, it's the mentality of doing your job, making sure you're at every level, at every position, every coach, we're just doing our job. That's typically when you have some success.
It looks so far. How exciting is it to know that, you know, Mike hasn't even played yet? There could be even more meat left on that moment.
Yeah, I think we're excited when Mike is back. We you know, we've seen it from him in games, and he's getting healthier and healthier every single day. He's getting better, so it'll be exciting when he is ready, and he's very, very close.
Be any merit to using Dylan some in this game in spot situations or anything like that?
Dylan Sampson?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. definitely him. Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I think every week we make decisions based on roster and packages and those type of things.
How important has Malik Collins been at the start of the season for this defense? I mean, 1.5 sacks, last game. And
was a game captain last week. He's a guy that I've really, really grown to admire, only because we hadn't coached him before, so it's my first time being around him. But to watch how he goes about his business, doesn't say much, is out early, works at his craft, takes notes in a field goal block meeting. I mean, this is a guy. He's a throwback to me. The way he approaches his job is an unbelievable example for our young players in that room in particular. But he also plays really hard, plays really well, makes plays in the run, makes plays in the pass. So he's been extremely valuable to what we're doing.
Mason said during training camp even that he was kind of globbing onto to Malik and trying to learn from him. What have you seen from that dynamic? What kind of role model can Malik be for Mason?
I think we have great leadership on the team, on the defense, in that D-line room. Also, we got some guys that have seen a lot in that room with our young players, where I see a bunch of examples of guys taking players under their wing, pointing out things, giving them a good picture of what it looks like to be a pro.
Crenshaw shows that he can block at Ohio State, and he seems to like that physical part of the game. I mean, how important is that, and how rare is it maybe to see a rookie running back so willingly stick his nose in there?
Yeah, not surprised. I think that program does an outstanding job of getting running backs ready to play in the NFL, and particularly in blocking and pass blocking and run blocking. So not surprised. And then maybe the main point there, Tom, would be the first thing you're looking for is a willingness, and he certainly has a willingness.
Good.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, there you have it, Kevin Stefanski's press conference. A lot of questions. I loved when Mary Kay asked if Dylan was going to play, and he was like, Sampson?
Smart Alex Stefanski is my favorite Stefanski.
That makes it not. Wasn't it worth listening to the entire press conference today?
No. See?
Oh, would you stop it?
I could have played that back.
You're ridiculous. Browns fans want to know what's going on. We are the home of the Browns. We have a responsibility to our listeners, our loyal, faithful fans that listen to this show, to give them every piece of information they possibly can have on the Browns.
Yeah.
And when your head coach speaks, you need to listen. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, Andy, we're really impressed with what our fans are able to accomplish when they break into their rooms and really break down what we do and then scream at me about how there are open wide receivers on plays they don't know.
All right, Dan. You know what's coming up in about 20 minutes. It's Quick Predicts. I have a hook. Something a little different we're going to do with Quick Predicts today. So I'm going to ask you an extra question. Should you be able to get through those valued lines of Quick Predicts at 216-474-0092. That's coming up in 20 minutes. What's next? You have to stand by to find out. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.